I met a man the other day who was going through a real struggle with fear. He had some bad stuff happening in his life. We all know what that's like, this impending sense of doom, this sense that something terrible is about to happen. Remember a few years back, we bought a rundown old terrace house, and when we put in the application to council for the renovation, we discovered that the house was in fact zoned as low-cost accommodation. Now, we had to convince not just the local council, but the next level of government up to rezone it, or effectively, not only would we not have been able to renovate it, but we'd only be able to sell it as a boarding house, which would have meant a huge financial loss. That struck fear and dread into my bones. The nights were the worst, lying there in bed, wondering whether we'd lose everything that we'd worked so hard for. A lot of sleepless nights, a lot of fear, a lot of prayer. We all find ourselves in that place at times. So, I was meeting with this man years later, and I was encouraging him to rely on God, to go and to pray and to seek God's help, because frankly, that's the only way I've ever been able to deal with being seriously afraid. But then he asked me the strangest question. Bernie, what you're saying is that I should almost impose myself on God. I should go and assume that he wants to help me. Is that the right thing to do? To which I answered in my gentle, quiet, nonchalant kind of way, absolutely it is. If you've ever been concerned about this idea that you're imposing yourself on God when you go to him in the midst of your fear, then listen to what he has to say. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 6. So we can confidently say, "The Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me?" God wants you to know with confidence in your heart that he is your helper. God wants you to trust him. Absolutely, it's the right thing to do. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. Let us therefore approach the throne of grace with boldness so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. So, in your hour of fear, here it is again, in case you missed it the first time. God commands you to be confident in him, to know that he is your helper, and to come boldly before his throne of grace to find help in your time of need. That's God's word, fresh for you today.